Well, right here in the Hunter, we've pretty much got it all. We've got the mountains, we've got the valley, we've got some great beaches, and we've got the land. And depending on which part of the Hunter you sit in, rain can be one of those things that's either an annoyance, it's a pain in the neck, or it is livelihood. And joining us to find out a little bit more about how things are going on the land at the moment, District Veterinarian from the Dungog area, Digby Railwood. Good morning, Digby. First up, has the rain that we've had recently had an impact on those in the land, positive or otherwise?
Yeah, g'day, Mark. Yeah, no, the rain has been a lifesaver, you know, up to a couple of weeks ago, especially that Gresford area. Very, very grim, no feed, nothing. So what seems to happen, Mark, whenever we organise a field day on drought conditions, it rains. So we've done well that way, but we're still not out of the danger zone yet. We certainly can be followed with a green drought where you get some green shoot coming through, but there's not enough energy in that feed, and cattle can chase that, and so it has to be managed properly, and that's what we have to be careful of now, Mark.
Yeah, we certainly do, and there is talk that there will be an extended dry season throughout autumn and possibly winter as well. There are, however, those workshops which you mentioned from Hunter Local Landcare Services at Dungog. What can we expect to hear for locals heading into those workshops?
Yeah, well, we've got one on this Friday, Mark, up at the Dungog RSL at 1 o'clock till 4:30. And we'll be discussing all the options of managing stock with limited pasture growth now, instead of calling it drought, because, as you said, we're going into autumn and winter now, and if it does get cold early, we will get limited pasture growth. It's looking good. We've got probably, you know, a few more weeks where we can get growth, but after that could be short. So what we need to absolutely avoid, especially with a lot of newcomers, is doing nothing is not an option. And if you're overstocked and there's not enough feed, it just leads into welfare issues. And that's something that we really need to avoid, because we don't want to end up in court cases with, starving stock.
No, that's the last thing we want. And for those of us who rely on all of the food and produce, how does the farmer balance it all up when you know that things ahead are looking pretty grim? How do they cope?
Oh, well, there's a number of options we like to discuss with them, and those that have been through a number of droughts realise what has to be done, and you've either got two choices. You've got to cut your stock numbers down and sell, or you've got to supplementary feed, and you've got to be careful if you go down the second path, taking the punt. How long are you going to feed, how many are you going to feed, and in the end, is it going to cost you more than the stock are worth when the drought is over or the dry time is done? So it's a bit of a balancing act, Mark. And but as I say, doing nothing isn't an option. And we would like to talk them through the stages and make up their own minds on where they want to go.
And for the workshops that are coming up, obviously you want to talk to as many farmers as you can to put them on the right track. Has there been a big response so far from the local community?
Yeah, we had a good one up at Gresford last week on Wednesday, and that Gresford area was probably worse affected than the Dungog area. The Dungog one, we've still got quite a few coming there, but obviously with this rain, people might think the job's all done, but it won't be. There's a education process to go through, and sometimes you don't pick up some of these pointers that will be, well, the other speakers will be giving them, you know, until you hear them two or three times. So we're certainly making sure people know that we're going to keep running it, and it's on, as I say, at the Dungog RSL on Friday.
Yeah, Dungog RSL, 1 o'clock through to 4:30 in the afternoon. Thanks for your time, Digby. And just lastly, if we want to get in contact, have you got a phone number for us?
Yeah, look, ring it to organise. Obviously, if people are coming, if they give us a ring, 4932 8866. 4932 8866.
Thanks, Digby. We'll be certainly looking for a big turnout on the Friday, the 10th of March. Dungog RSL, 1 p.m. through to 4:30. It is the workshop from Hunter Local Landcare Services.